We were doing the laws of cleansing clothing. So we had discussed the prohibition of laundering on Shabbat. We had discussed that part of laundering is also rinsing and also squeezing out the liquid. And that's also prohibited on Shabbos. We had discussed that if you walk in the rain and your clothes get drenched, you shouldn't hang them out. It looks like you've laundered them on Shabbos. So now we're continuing under this heading of cleaning clothing on Shabbat. So Chazal said that sometimes you can make a garment look like it's brand new. So let's say you have a new black suit and it's gotten very dusty. So if you're going to clean off that dust, it's going to look brand new again. So Chazal said, don't do that on Shabbos. Chazal said that by cleaning off the dust, that's also a form of laundering. You've made it look new again. If you have an old garment, let's say you have an old gray suit, not a black suit. So then we start discussing how you clear off the dust. If you're just doing it because you want to get off the dust, that's okay. If you want to make it look brand new, then that's not okay. So here the distinctions are a little bit exact, meaning a black garment, you're not supposed to clear off the dust, because if you're wearing a black suit, taking off the dust is what's going to make it look new. A gray suit, it's not going to make it look new, and the issue is, do you just want to remove the dust, or do you want to make it look new? Again, how are you going to define what do I want? But that's the criterion. Let's say a person had some snow fall on his suit or some dew fall on his suit. So again, if it's a new garment, so by shaking off the dew, by shaking off here, you're making it look new again. If it's an old garment, so then no, you just don't want your dew on it. It's not going to look new without it. Let's say you have something that's not really absorbed in the garment. It's not like dust where you have to shake it for the dust to come out, but rather it's sitting on top of the garment. So let's say you were walking outside and some feathers or some leaves fell on your clothing. So then you have no problem, because the whole task of laundering is that I'm taking something that's to some degree been absorbed in the garment. Dust, sometimes you have to actually shake out the garment to get the dust out. Bang on the garment to get the dust out. But if it's on the surface, it isn't absorbed, so then I have no problem. And that's why if I'm going to have snow that hasn't started melting, that's sitting on my coat or on my hat, being that it's external, I can shake it off. Because that laundering involves taking something that's at least partially absorbed and taking it out of the garment. If it started melting, so then it's like dew. It's something that's started being absorbed in the garment, and if I'm going to try to get it out, so then it depends. If it's a new garment, then I want to make it look new again. If it's just a used garment, I just want to get it out, that's okay. Again, this is going to be a little bit complicated, and that's why we generally say, if you want to shake off something from the snow or the like, shake it off gently. And that way, what'll come off is only the stuff that's external. You won't come to shaking out what's already been absorbed into the garment. Let's say our final topic, if we have time. What's the exact time now? Do we have 2 more minutes? We have 2 minutes. Okay, something spilled on your clothing. You're eating chont and a piece of potato fell on your tie, on your pants. You're eating a yogurt and your yogurt dripped on your pants. So, or your shirt. So here we run into the same criterion. Am I taking what's on the surface or what's being absorbed in the garment? Whatever's on the surface, I can take out. If I'm going to try to take out the stain from the shirt, then I'm entering the realm of laundering. Sometimes you have something that's on the outside, but you have to peel it off. So here you run into the idea that you shouldn't make it into crumbs. Take it off, but without pulverizing it. But that really deserves broader discussion, and we're tight on time, so we'll pause here and revisit this next week.